Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, first for the Jews, second for the Arab, third for the American, and count all the words." And I praise the Lord for this gospel. Let's pray. Lord, we give you all the glory, and we thank you for this time together. I thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy on us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood which has allowed us to have that salvation. We thank you for the gospel of God, because it can explain what you did in the cross, especially the time you said, "It's complete, it's finished." I praise you, Lord, for this moment. Help us, Lord, all together to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My name is Jadallah Graib. The time I came to America, I clipped Allah from my name, which is Allah meaning God. For you, American, you can say my name, Jad. And came here years ago. But before then I came here, I born in Damascus, Syria. And if you want to know my address, it's Acts chapter 9. Where is Paul becoming to Christ, or Christ went to Paul and turned his life from sin, from problems, to the messenger of God. And I praise the Lord, because what you read in Acts chapter 9, I grow around that area and I know it. Like I see this place. Our Bible can prove, not just from history or paper or anything, but as you read, you can see the ground, you can see the buildings is built in front of you. I born in a Catholic family. My uncle, which is the brother of my father, is a priest. I have four cousins right now is a priest. And I praise the Lord because he went after me. And at the same time, he showed me his love through this gospel. You know, in the Catholic Church, 1959, do not allow anyone to read the gospel. Till 1968, with the Pope, John the 23rd, asked all the Catholic to go and buy New Testament or Bibles and start to read. And that was, I believe, in September 1968. 68, which is all there has been met for everybody to read the Bible. But before that, just about 8 years or 9 years, someone gave me the New Testament and I start to read it. And I wondering about that New Testament, which is in the beginning, I do not like it. How is it Christ will take 5 loaves of bread, cut it pieces, which is your pastor can eat more than those 5 in one time without a steak or without chicken or something else. So, and he gave it to 5,000 of men, do not count the women, and the women till that moment do not count, but Christ went to the women, raise her up and count her and make all the words understand what it means, woman. I tell you, the education, what's going on in all the world, Islam, and different things, no one gives a place for a woman except the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the Jew read all the Old Testament, you can't find much really deal for the women, except some here and there. But I praise the Lord. He showed me during that time about myself. And my friend came to me and explained to me how the Christ can take 5 loaves of bread. Because He is the Lord. He is the Creator. He can do what we cannot do. He can deal with our life the time we cannot deal with our life. And after that we talk and all that things, I ask the Lord to forgive me, give me. And I accept the Lord as a Lord and Savior to myself. In the 28th of December, 1959. And I never forget that moment. About 7 o'clock in the night, out in the field, my friend and I, we kneel in the dirt and I accept the Lord as a personal Savior. 1964, the Lord called me to go to the Bible College. And I wondering which Bible College, what's the meaning of the Bible College, because Syria till now, from the time of Christ till today, we never have Bible College. And you will say, well, Paul be coming from your city or from my street. The name of the church or the believers called them a Christian in Syria. Until now, Syria do not have a chance to have Bible College. 5 years ago, Christian Alliance with the Nazarene, with the Baptists, met together and they decided to do Bible College. And the government turned them down. They said, no chance. You know, during all the years. So, as the Lord called me for ministry, I wondering what I will do. And finally, I find my way as a man came from Lebanon and called me and talked with me. And he said, Jed, it's good if you go to the Bible College. I said, what's the meaning of Bible College? It's what the future of the Bible College. After then I finish from the Bible College, what will happen to me? And I asked him all kinds of questions, which is he cannot answer it, and I cannot answer it even today. But that man, he said, I wish you can go to the Bible College. I said, where is the Bible College? He said, in Beirut, Lebanon. So, second day, the president of the Bible College called me and he said, Jed, we accept you in the Bible College. I said, how you accept me? You do not know me. If you, I am smart or dumb, if I am good or bad, how you accept me? You know, we are searching in Middle East to find some student to go to the Bible College. So, against the will of my father and mother, I took off and I went to the Bible College in Beirut. My father and my mother said, if you go to the Bible College, we are not going to support you because we know you are going to destroy your life. Later, as I arrived to the Bible College, Sunday, someone from Turkey came and asked me to go and eat dinner with him. And the reason, because one from the Bible College told him about me and said, this man really he needs to study in the Bible College. And I hope you can help him or support him. Everything happened that week, which is, I do not know what this man he meant. And he said, will you come with us and eat dinner? I said, it's a good idea. So I went with him and I ate dinner and we started to talk about the ministry in Syria. And that time was the situation of the communists and Abdel Nasser is moving in all Middle East. And no really much hope for Christianity in Middle East. But in the midst of all the darkness, you can find the hand of God is working. And if you do not believe me, go to China, go to Russia, go to many places, And we think God just in America. And we put territory for God. But I tell you the truth, God is around all this globe. And that man is converted Muslim from Turkey. And he said, let's go and eat dinner. We start to talk about Syria. And later he went with his boss, his wife, and talk about me and if he can support me and all that things. Later he came and he said, Jad, I love to support you for all the time in the Bible college and give you every month about $50 for you to deal with the situation in Beirut. And I will be glad to be to the Bible college for your food, your study, for everything. I said, praise the Lord, it's a good deal. And second day, which is Monday, he went to the school and he did what he did. But he said, in one condition, you do not work. I want you to serve the Lord and continue to serve the Lord. And I can say to you, if my father and mother left me, I have a Lord bigger than all of them. If all your friends leave you, you must know as a kid or a child of God, you have bigger father than your friends. And I studied in the Bible college and started to serve the Lord in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, different places. And that has made problems for me. And finally, the government put me in the prison 8 times and I decided to come to the West. Maybe 3-4 years, the government will forget me. And I rode the plane and they came to Colorado Springs and expecting big buildings and all kinds of things to come to Nazarene Bible College to study English and after that to go back to Pasadena, finish my study in Pasadena, California. And I came just really by faith. Don't think I know where is Colorado. I do not know where is even if beside the mountain or if Colorado Springs in Kansas. I just came as blind. God dropped me in Colorado. And I am in Colorado Springs in the Bible College where I met Dorothy Brown and her family. Her daughter now is a lady with the kids. Praise the Lord for all of that. Wondering what I will do. I start to work a great job in Dennis in Bijo on Highway 25. I start to work between 11 in the night till 7 in the morning. And I think I will study and go to the college, and that is a great time for me. And I do not understand that time. God wants to take me and teach me big lessons. And I tell you that work or that shift, they call it a grave, I agree with them, shift, it's not easy at all. And finally, in my room, I wrote to my father, I wrote to a missionary in Beirut, and the missionary said, come and be a pastor in Beirut. But the Lord closed the door. He knows will be a war for 20 years after that year. So the Lord closed the door. As I was reading in my room, Psalm 142, which is King David said, no man care for my soul. I said, if King David, no one care for his soul, who will care for a soul in Arab in Colorado Springs? And I went to the church that time where his brother Alfred went. And the same time, going to the work, going to the Bible college and back. And I said, Lord, what I will do for you, help me to do something as I am in this country, in this city for you. I cannot speak English. Even I born in the British hospital in Damascus. But because I born in an English hospital, I cannot speak English. And many people think because they were in a Christian home, they are a Christian. I guarantee not till Christ changed that person. Amen. And that time, as I am in the middle of all of that, the Lord direct me, or the Lord led me. I do not know the right word. You know, to say the Lord speak to me, I scare from it to death. Because Moses, the time the Lord spoke to him, he scared to death. I am not better than Moses. And the Lord directed me to go to the Gazette Telegraph with the Baptist pastor, his name Bob Navring, in 500 West Bijou. I was living in 400, 423, which is across the street from him. I went to him and I said, "Will you give me a room?" And he said, "For what?" I said, "For Bible study." He said, "How many people you know?" I said, "I do not know anyone." And he said, "How are you expecting to have Bible study?" So I wrote in the newspaper, "We shall have Bible study in the New Life Baptist Church, 10 o'clock in the morning." And I put the address. And wondering if anyone, I will see him, if any Arab, I will show, see his face. And 10 o'clock, Alfred, Mikhail, with a group, came, and we start the Bible study that day. Amen. And Alfred is still here with us. He did not run away. He ran away to California, but he came back quickly. So, I praise the Lord for Brother Alfred. He is great encouragement, blessing to my life during all the 34 years ago, 35 years ago. And I can say to you, we start Bible study, and after that, we start radio program. How I will pay that for the radio program? You know, the women give me a tip, and I collect all the tip in a plastic cup. Still that plastic cup in my desk. Every week, we collect more than $12. And the Lord took care of that. After that, we start the magazine. We start with 200 copies. Right now we print 9,100 copies.
Amen.
We start with Bible correspondent courses. With a few students, right now we have around 8,000 students studying with us.
Amen.
Why we say all of that? Because we do not shame in the gospel of Christ. That gospel of Christ can change the life of the human. Many times we scare from the Muslims and what the Muslim can do for us. But we forget the promise of Jesus Christ. I will be with you all the time. Till the time we meet him face to face. Till the time we see him. The Lord bless the ministry. Yes, bless it. Why? Because he is the center of this work. No doubt, we have books, Bibles, tracts, materials, and all what we do. A day before yesterday, I met with 7 people from different states, leaders in Christianity. And I asked them, what's the best way? This is what we did. And now we are in 34 years in the life of our ministry. What we shall do? And where we shall go? Help me, direct me. After prayer and everything, we decide to continue as we are, using different ways and different methods. We have 12 things in our ministry. We have a small paper. I will be glad to give it to you, for you to pray for it. Is the Arab can be reached? Yes, I am in front of you. Is the Lord can save Egyptian? Look to the middle of this church. You will see them. Is the Lord can save from Saudi Arabia? Yes. Everybody thinks Saudi Arabia. Nobody can touch it. You know, the time you go to the airport, they will take your Bible. Put it in a plastic bag. You put it in a plastic bag. Because this Bible, they're scared to touch it. And after that, you put it in the safe in the airport. I went to Saudi Arabia 3 times. And the reason for it, because one man accepted the Lord as a Savior here in Colorado Springs. He broke 2 legs and 1 hand. My friend Dr. Joe Diffie, some of you know him, he called me and said, he talked with me and said, go to Burn Rose. I said, okay, I went there, and that man, we have hard time to deal with him. But the time I raised my hand and I said, Lord, I get him every idea and most of the verses for him to understand the Christianity, but he do not accept it. I give up. Will you start? And I tell you, after that prayer, by 3 days, the Lord entered to his room by his spirit. As I talked with him, I saw the tears come to his face. At least 4 times he kicked me out. He asked me to get out of his room. But the Lord, always I go back and think about him and I pray, and I said, Lord, is that person can be a key person to Saudi Arabia? And the Lord lead me to go back every time. After the next of the Lord, baptized, studied the Bible with him 3 years in CC Colorado College, he went back to Saudi Arabia. Not many people know about him. Even Brother Alfred and all the Arab people here, I scared to tell about him. Because if a news go about him, his head will be off. He went back, and what happened? He started to speak from one to one. Right now we have 11 meetings under the ground. The Lord will start with one. The Lord will start with Paul in Damascus. Ended in all Europe. And that man, I praise the Lord for him and for others, which is we have 11 church, each church not more than 7 people. Because the reason, if more than 7, we scare, we say split and go to another place. Is the Arab can be reached? Yes. How we can reach them? I think is a great tool to them, this word of God. It's great to know about the Quran. It's great to know about their culture. It's great to know about everything around them. But I tell you the truth, the Arab is a human being. Yes. God loves them more than anything.
Amen.
And those people right now, standing face with face against Christianity. Where do you go in the world? Muslim, West, Muslim, Christianity. Why do you stand against the West? Because I believe from all my heart, the West is a Christian. You cannot explain it more than that. And Islam, they tried to took over. Because Islam believes they need to be controlled to this earth and to everybody. And Islam right now is growing fast by birth. Every hour, more than 600 people born to this world. How we can reach them? We keep them going on? Yes. But we need to face them or meet them with the good news of Jesus Christ. Our Christianity can't tide or can break down Islam. I can say with full confidence, the Holy Spirit who broke down Paul, and for Paul to stand in front of the government of Rome, and he say to them, I do not ashamed in the gospel of Christ. That spirit, through Jesus Christ, we can put Islam down.
Amen.
If Reagan, the president of the United States, with different things around him, destroyed the wall of the communists, I believe our Lord is stronger than Reagan and stronger than anyone in the world. I'd like to show you a film which is my friend brought it to Billy Graham Center in North Carolina and show us that film about what God is doing among the Kurdish. The time word Kurdish meaning it's gone or do not work, meaning uncivilized, hard to deal. If you want to call somebody in Middle East something bad, you call him Kurd, meaning do not understand. But God can go to those people and can save many people there. I want to show you the film and come back just to tell you about some stories. I know the time is running, and I know my friend from Mauritania in my home, she looked in her bedroom, she saw a clock, and in my kitchen, in the stove, a clock, above that kitchen a clock, and as she going around, she said, "Jed, you have a lot of clocks, but you do not have any time." I said, "Yes." She said, "We have all the time, but we do not have watches and the clocks." So let's see this film 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. This film from 2 hours, really. But we put it in 2 minutes. This film in Arabic and Kurdish, I hope will work. Yes, thank you. This is the church which is in north of Iraq. This is the cross which is very important for the people. About 2 floors, everybody can see it from far away. They are evangelical. Another side, we have the same cross. And I praise the Lord because the Lord opened the door to build this church among the believers. And this church will be the greatest thing, will be Bible college, will be a church and house for the pastor in the top. And those people for 21st century do not have a church, do not have a Bible, do not have anything. And this is the whole building. Why is we build big building like this? Because the president of Iraq asked the Catholic and the Greek Orthodox bishops and patriarch and said, "Will you allow?" This is another side of the cross. "Will you allow us to build a church?" And he said, "No, those people is Jehovah Witness. And we are against Jehovah Witness from wall to wall." And after that, he said, "Because you do not allow them to build the church, I give them a permit to build what they want to build." And they went and built the Bible college and the home for the pastor and the church. And this is the church. It's coming from zero. They never know about singing. Somebody told them. They do not have hymn. They do not have anything. This is a girl which was the wife of a leader of Islam. She has 4 kids. She loved the Lord. And now she pray, and the rest of the people praying would hear. It's like the day of the Pentecostal. It's a new church for them, new things for them. And they do not know how even to control it or to do it. And the Lord saved more and more people in an unusual way. This lady, what you see is here, she was covered from top down to the floor. But the time the Lord changed, he can make it. Which is nobody can. This is our pastor there. We praise the Lord for him. His name Akram. This is my friend, which is he spoke there. This is the church with the teaching and all that things. We just took parts from all the things. Here's the pastor with the man from Texas. He must be tall because he's from Texas. Thus is the four pastors plus this man, which is the director of the work in north of Iraq. Right now, all of them Kurdish, and they are sharing about their testimony. This is the man which is the responsible, Brother Hatim. He is doing excellent job, and we praise the Lord for the Spirit of God which is working in north of Iraq, which is area nobody can reach those people. Here is the baptism. No baptism place, but they get plastic things, put water how much they could, just to cover the people and baptize and testify in front of all those people. The Lord can do it. This is a Kurdish lady. Before, nobody can touch her, and now she is baptized in front of everybody. She is crying from the joy and what's going on around here, and I praise the Lord for that. This is the custom among the Catholic and the Greek Orthodox, and they try to keep it, which is to wash the feet, as in John chapter 13. In our evangelical churches, many times we do not do it, really. But there they try to do it, and to show the servant, the missionary, another missionary here from Jordan, from England really, and Jordan, they washed their feet, and to deal with chapter 13 of John.
Jesus said, "I did not come to..."
This is the pastor, which is, who is right now responsible for the work in north of Iraq. Next Easter, your pastor will wash your feet here. Prepare yourself. Praise the Lord to see a Muslim background hug through the love of Christ. The life of this chair, just about 4 years only. The Lord Jesus Christ sent me free, which is a song in Arabic. We can sing it. We sing it here in Colorado Springs. Christ sent me free. This is a church which is the Lord dealt with it and saved them in a short time. This man was with me in Chicago just last couple of weeks ago. We gave over 7,000 tracts, 250 Bible, New Testament, and 500 Gospel of John in Syriac in the CD to those people, which is about 17,000 to 18,000 people came to that meeting in Chicago. Not this meeting, is a Christian background, but this is most of those people is Muslim. As you know, this man, he was killing people, but now he preached the gospel for Christ. He said, "The disciples was in the past. Today we are the disciple of Christ." We shall go to all nations, to the Arab, to the Syrian, to every human and tell them about Jesus Christ. His mother, he was a killer. Now he is a soldier of Christ. He counts all those people, all the Turk, all the Assyrians, everybody need to hear about Jesus Christ. For the Kurdish, yes. Here is a lady which is praying in the end of the meeting. It's not just really this prayer or another. This is from 2 hours. A film, and we try to pick up little by little to see a lady from a slave to the free, and that is the blessing of God.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. I hope you have light. My friend and I, we sit in our office and we talk about north of Iraq and how we can deal with it, as we have freedom right now, more than any time before, more than the time of Saddam, more than the time of any president of Iraq. And the Lord led us to do different things, to build, to work, to encourage, and to send a lot of publication to that country. One mission in New Paris, Indiana, sent last month 1,400,000 booklets, How to Know God, The Way to God, and Help from Above. And those tracts or booklets, I believe, will do a miracle in Iraq. The time we America took Iraq was 5 churches belong to the Presbyterians and do not allow anyone to enter in. Franklin Graham tried to go by gifts and different things, different Baptists, different denominations, but nobody went or entered to Iraq. So the army of America went there, and everybody started to work in Iraq. Right now we have 52 churches in all of Iraq, 4 Kurdish, and the rest among the Arab or Assyrian and Chaldean churches. Those people need your prayer? Yes. My friend, just this week, I believe last Tuesday, he called me and said 4 from his friends in Baghdad, they threw a note under their door and they said, becoming a Muslim or we kill you or you run away. 1 from 3. There's no 4th to pay tax. We want you to do 1 from those 3. And I wish, as you go to bed, as you talk to your Lord, you will pray for those people. Because I believe we are in the last days. Christ is coming very soon. And the believers, especially among Muslims, going from door to door, from side to side, to share Christ with others. In Algeria and North Africa, 1980, the president of Algeria kicked out all the missionaries and said to the missionary, get out, we do not want you. That time they said, less than 10 believers they know as born again Christian. Right now, as I met with those people in Alexandria just about 4 months ago, the pastor, Baptist pastor, he said to me, Pastor Mahmoud, he said to me, Jad, before we was counting the believers by fingers, now we cannot even count, we do not know the number of the churches. I said, how many believers in Algeria right now, between 1980, 81, till 2006, about 25, 26 years. How many people we have? He said between 60,000 and 70,000 born again Christian, baptized by the water in the front of the peoples. Who did it? Spirit of God.
Amen.
Work of God. Believers like you and me. Going from home to home. From place to place. As we look to Algeria, we have more believers in Algeria than Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Palestine. Why? Because really those people in the line of the fire want to reach to another. Those people, some people is killed, yes, good number of people killed. How about in different Arab nations? I can share with you stories till midnight. But I can say to you, God really loved all the world. Love the Arab. Love the Muslims. Love everybody. His love do not have territory. I talked with a man from Saudi Arabia, which is he, was accepted the Lord in Saudi Arabia and came here to Colorado Springs. Met him twice. He worked with the government. Because he died, I can't say his name. His name is Sadiq Abdul Mawla. Brother Sadiq, he started to share Christ. I told him in the Radisson Hotel, just beside the Highway 25. I said, brother, slow down, please. He shared his, the lady will give us coffee. She said, he talked with her about the Lord. Anyone, the taxi driver, pray with him between the airport and Radisson. A man on the fire for the Lord. Finally, somebody reports him to the government. They took him 5 days, and the sixth was a Friday. They judge him. He is crazy. And because he's crazy, we must kill him. This is his problem. But really his problem, because he accepted the Lord as a Savior. Because he accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior. They took him to the judgment court, which is in the middle of the downtown. And all the people sitting around and watch him, they let him kneel down on the sword in front of him. And he, the man who has a sword, walking like a king in front of him, and he told him, say al-shahada, meaning the testimony. And he said, what's the meaning al-shahada? He said, you are a Muslim all your life and you do not know al-shahada? And he said, tell me what's the meaning of shahada. He said, say it after me, no God but God. He said, no God but God. And after that he said, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. And the believer looked to him and he said, no God but God, and Jesus Christ the only God.
Amen.
And the guy took the sword, cut his head. His head fell down in the floor. As his head fell down in the floor, I expecting Christ, the Creator, stand up beside God and say, welcome, because you did what you must do. He do not deny Christ. His head fall down. His family was in a problem, but praise the Lord moved his family to Canada right now. I can say to you many stories. I know this man. I know different men. I know different women. My friend Dawood Abdul Masih, I have good number of pictures with him. The time he became a Christian, he is from Yemen or Hadramaut before. They took him in front of the tent, took his clothes off, and they rotted his leg by the fire. what you call that? You do it for the cows and the sheep. They brand him with no God but God, and Muhammad is the prophet of God in his legs. As we are in the hotel and we took one room, he changed his clothes and I looked to him and I said, "Brother David, the wood, what happened to your leg?" He said, "This is part from the marks of Islam in my legs." And he shared with me the story, how they put him, tied him to four robes, and the man sitting in his stomach, and they brand his leg. You know, that area in the legs is the most sensitive area. And he said, "Not just brand me, they took salt and water, and they threw it over my legs, or over the brand." I cried. I cannot see it and just stand. But I can say to you, our Lord has more problems, more pain than Brother Dawood. Brother David married a lady here, brother, is the head of the army of Jordan, Ali Abu Nawar. Her name Amal. And praise the Lord, he has two kids. And both of them is pastoring churches right now, one in Texas, one in Oklahoma.
Amen.
The price is paid, not by David, but by the Lord of David. The time I went and I did the funeral for him in Oklahoma, I wondering what I will say about David. Every time I look to his casket, I remember his leg. And I tell you the truth, the time we see Christ, if we forget how he is look like, but we shall see the mark in his hand.
Yeah.
Those mark in his hand for you and me, and for all the human being. Never forget story of my niece in Beirut. Every time I give her 25 cents or 25 piastres, she tell me, "I love you." One time I said to her, "Fadia, how much you love me?" She told me, "How much you give me?" Is not that is my language and your language? And I said, "If I give you 25, how much you love me?" She said, "That far." I said, "How about if I give you $1? She said, she moved a small hand. I said, "How much if I give you $10, 10 pounds in Lebanon?" She said, "I love you that much," by her hands. But as I think about Christ and the world and the Christianity and Islam and everything what's going on, how much we gave Christ to love us. And do not love us that much, but he love us the full measure. And not just full, love us that measure, he love us till he died and said, "It's complete, it's finished." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much because you died for us. We thank you for your blood. We praise you, Lord, for the mark in your hand, in your side, in your head, in your back. All of that for us to know you. Because you are more beautiful, more beauty than all the angels. Help us, Lord, in this day to think about your love and what you did for us. Help us, Lord, to serve you. Help us, Lord, to be obeyed to your spirit. We praise you, Lord, for this church and for the mission in this church, for this pastor and his family and the people who is working with him. Please, Lord, use them as a great tool in your hand. We give you all the glory and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Don, will you play for us 302 again, please? Would you turn with me in your hymnal? The love of God is broader than earth's vast expanse. So we sang this earlier tonight. I thought, boy, this could really be the theme of a whole church, a theme song of a whole church, to be able to share His love. You know, those people value His love more than we can even imagine. I mean, these are not just words to them. You see a lady being baptized that we saw, the weeping of rejoicing. Please understand what that means. It means that her family is going to reject her. It means that someday she may be tied down to have a brand on her. And she knows that. She understands the incredible cost. She's counted that cost. And yet they gather together as baptized believers. And look the way they clap their hands and rejoice. They don't act like they've lost everything. They act as if they've gained. What a blessing for us to be part of that. Encourage them. Let's stand together and sing this again. Arnie, would you come and lead us, please? Because I'm not going to be able to get through this. I need you to come and help me. Let's sing all the verses again, considering His great love for us. The love of God is emotional of a person, but boy, the Lord just keeps touching my heart and stirring about the privilege we have to be involved in things that are far bigger than us, far bigger than where we are. Someone asked me after we talked last week and the things that I've been praying, I said, all right, pastor, people want to know what's going on. Are you going to be our pastor? I've been praying and you've been praying. And I believe that God would have me to be the pastor of Grace Bible Church, because only as the pastor of Grace Bible Church, then is there that credibility and opportunity to go and minister to other pastors around the world. What that means, as we talked to the elders last week, what that means is we have got to anoint, pray for, call leaders, significant leaders, significant number of leaders who will shepherd us, care for our church, minister here. And you know what? God's already ordained them. He's already provided them. We've already been through classes together. But that's the next step of my prayer, and I'm asking you to pray with us. Lord, provide the leadership right here at Grace Bible Church so that as a pastor I can continue to shepherd and care and minister, and people can be blessed and minister at Grace Bible Church, but so that we can also be involved in things that are happening around the world. And so I believe that that's how the Lord's leading me and directing. But boy, He just keeps stirring and moving my heart. Jad, thank you so much tonight, brother, for coming and sharing with us and encouraging us the things that are happening in Iraq, things that are happening in other parts of the world, and the love of Christ that makes such a vast difference. Praise the Lord for His great love for us. Well, thank you for your ministry tonight. Arnie, I don't know what overcame me, but here's a crying man who calls a man who can barely see the words to come up and pray. I don't know what I'm thinking, but sure, it was a blessing to have you step up, my friend, and sing with me, and I appreciate it more than you can imagine. Let's close together, please, in a word of prayer. And John Newland, would you please close our time tonight?